You know, we're noting in sports passing of Gary Moeller.
Yes, that's right.
His association with Michigan football is legendary. And, of course, we as a Michigan Wolverines affiliate of football and basketball.
Yeah.
And we should make a note. He was the guy that had the, you know, who's going to succeed Bo Schembechler?
Yeah, I know, right.
I mean, how'd you like to be that coach?
Always will remember that because, I mean, that was just strange when Bo wasn't on the sidelines for that first game of the year. And I'll always remember, though, that we had kind of turned the page in that 1990 year from Bo Schembechler, and Gary Moeller was going to make it his team, was when they were playing Notre Dame. I'm going to be playing a highlight from the 1991 game. But from the 1990 game, when they lost to Notre Dame, however, it was fourth down and two in the third quarter at the 50-yard line, and Moeller went for it. And I remember, always remember my brother saying, well, here you go. He said, here you go, Pat. This is here's the difference right here. The Bo wouldn't have done this. I said, exactly. Exactly. So he made things interesting and fun with the Wolverines, and they enjoyed a lot of success during his tenure there.
He did, right.
Very successful. Of course, he had to resign his position with that incident at that restaurant that still is a little bit hazy and confusing.
Yeah, which, you know, you kind of look back now and know it was 30 years ago. I bet you today he probably survives that.
He'd been disciplined or something.
Yeah.
Would have survived, but he resigned. Then went on to some NFL success, including, and here's that moment in history, that Pat experience.
I did.
With the Detroit Lions when Bobby Ross resigned in that season.
Yeah, just kind of.
Said, I quit. I'm not, you know, basically that's, you know.
He was saying, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah. And Moeller took over and actually had them finish 4-3.
Yeah, 4-3 in those the final seven games of the year. It kind of injected a little bit of energy, I'd say, with that team.
Well, people are excited. I mean, he was signed to a contract after that. But in the offseason, that's when Matt Millen took over.
Correct.
And fired Moeller before he had a chance to even experience a full season as head coach.
Because he was going to make sure the bar is high at Detroit by hiring Marty Morningwig. Dave's laughter says it all right there.
Right. Dave, you captured it.
Yeah. She should have stuck with Moeller.
And, I think so. I think, you know, he deserved a chance for what he did to inject in the Lions' disappointing season.
Yeah, and but of course, though, he wasn't immune from Lions' disappointment because I was at the final game of the year in 2000 with a couple friends. We had some nice seats there at the 40-yard line, lower deck at the Silverdome. Lions had, if they just win the game against the Chicago Bears, who were playing for nothing. They were done. The Lions would have made the playoffs, but of course, Detroit ended up losing that game on former Michigan State Spartan Paul Ehninger's, was it a 53-yard field goal?
Yeah.
As time expired. And it was it was just, yep, it's the Lions. That's
even Gary Moeller couldn't escape.
He couldn't.
Even though he finished with a winning record, one of the rare Lions coaches to do so.
That's right. Yes, that is true. Very, very true. Oh, yeah, I know. But, you know, looking back, yes, Matt Millen made a disastrous error. I understand that he wanted to make it his own.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, I know. Moeller, he had a little success, maybe. Who knows?
You don't know. Yeah, don't know.
Maybe coaching under Matt Millen, there was no chance anyway, so I don't know.
You wonder if I don't know. We'll never know.
We will never know. But, I think, he's always going to be remembered, obviously, for what he did after succeeding for Bo Schembechler. I mean, and you know what? That was the thing. He kept Michigan football still running on all cylinders, and they didn't drop off with him.
Yeah, of course, then the question was, well, now that Moeller's gone, who's going to take over for Moeller?
Lloyd Carr guy.
Okay.
That's right.
Didn't do too bad there.
No, that was, great. What would that have been? About a 35-year run for Michigan football.
And after Lloyd left, everyone, well, who's going to take over for Lloyd Carr?
Okay.
At some point, you knew it was going to get ugly.
That's right.